Hundreds of people packed Lawrence University's Stansbury Theater Wednesday to tell the legislature's Joint Finance Committee what they think about Governor Doyle's proposed state budget. Scott Huras, a senior vice president at Secura Insurance, says the governor's proposal to increase minimum car insurance levels would have a major impact.
What's going to happen if this reform kind of slides in with the budget is that the actuaries at our company and insurance companies in Wisconsin are going to look at each one of those 12 changes and ascribe a dollar value to it. The net effect is that the insurance for automobiles for you and for everybody in this room is going to go up hundreds of dollars, and that is not an exaggeration.
Manitowoc pharmacist George Gauze says senior care cuts will hurt his industry.
By cutting $2.9 million from the senior care program, by eliminating the 5% pharmacy reimbursement premium, this will reduce the federal match by an additional $1.8 million. The total impact on pharmacies in the state for senior care alone will be a loss of nearly $8 million throughout the state over the next 2 years.
Oneida Tribe member Teresa Barber asked the committee for more funding for smoking cessation programs.
Tribal communities have a high rate of pregnant women smoking before, during, and after pregnancy. We are working with the First Breath program to encourage women not to smoke while pregnant.
Statewide hearings will conclude Friday in Cambridge. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.